Can we just not do sports today?
Yeah, you know, it really, you know, the Texans won.
Play the sponsor and you know,
yeah,
we can have some extra time to be pithy.
Cowboys didn't score, didn't get beaten by enough last night.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. The Texans won.
Yeah. The Cowboys did actually score, though. I saw that.
Yeah, you know, I did. I woke up this morning and saw some points for them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good for them. And if you're Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
are you just going, come on, would you just let us win one? Man, thought they had that one under control. And
yeah. One like the week before, though. I
mean, yeah. Let's see. Let's see. We go. Who's Oklahoma play this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they play at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. At home.
It's on the road for them, isn't it?
Remember what happened the last time A&M went to Norman after beating Oklahoma in College Station?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, was it? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That was that big score versus the little score?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But what about, I mean,
the
you know,
two teams combined for 77 points that day.
They did. You know, that's a,
that's right.
That sounds like something AC would say.
And I used to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what, I mean, since you guys are talking about it and then we'll quit, but.
We'll have to talk about it again.
Has
next
a football
hour.
Team ever beaten the first place team on the road 1 week and then lost to the last place team at home the next week?
Are you talking about Tech?
Yeah.
One of the footnotes to Texas Tech that I saw this week was that I want to say they're only the third team, perhaps in the entire time that they've kept the poll, that they've gone from receiving no votes 1 week to being in the poll the next week to receiving no votes the next week.
So they're making history out on the plains.
There's your footnote, Tubbs.
Be a flash in the pan.
I watched the end of that game, and darn near literally, the only person left on the student side at the end of that game was the band.
Yeah. I happened to tune in, seriously. I think.
Figured, thought you were going to say the only person left in the stands was Tuberville's wife.
I don't know what it was, but, yeah, same thing. I tuned over just as Iowa State was about to kick off from their last touchdown. I'm going, What? Look at this. There's not anybody there.
Yeah. What's the deal? Yeah. Oh, there's the score.
They could have finished that game in Littlefield, for crying out loud.
It looked like Royal Memorial Stadium when Texas is behind. Yeah. All right. A man tried the natural. No, we'll do this one later. Okay. A 92-year-old British woman. 92-year-old British woman.
I love them when they start like this.
Told she couldn't buy alcohol because she couldn't prove she was over 18. Diane Taylor.
She must be looking good.
She's a great-grandma.
Uh-huh.
Unable to provide a photo ID while trying to purchase some alcohol for her son.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Her son, who is what?
Where is he?
Is her son 17?
I don't know. Mama, nice up bourbon. And so the girl behind the counter goes, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I guess it's in England. They wouldn't have talked that way.
I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, that's 92 years old.
Sorry, madam. It's stole policy.
Yes. I used to have a fake ID that showed I was 70, but I lost it.
Yeah, really. We're going to have a great time together.
We got a lot of info. Mason. The perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey, a job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran, Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years. The conservative Republican choice for state representative, Bob Yancey.
political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Hey, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mm-hmm. It is Halloween. It's October the 31st. Let's see who has Halloween birthdays.
Oh, boy.
Besides Billy Pickard, we need to wish a happy birthday.
I saw him Saturday.
Well, yeah, so about 86,000 others if they were looking close enough. Anyway, Billy's birthday is... Every year falls on Halloween. How about that? So,
wow,
happy
what are the chances of that happening?
Happy birthday to Billy. Along with actress Lee Grant, turns 84 years old today. Dan Rather's birthday is today.
So really?
They're out of school at Sam Houston. You didn't know that? No. It's an annual birthday. Yeah, it's an annual holiday there.
Yeah, they go clean his statue, don't they?
Yeah, they just got to rub his boot, you know, until it shines. Yeah. He's 80. Rather's 80 years old today. How about that? Mm-hmm. Folk singer Tom Paxton turned 74 years old. Actress Sally Kirkland is 70 years old. Winchester from MASH, David Ogden Stiers, the actor, turned 69 years old today. And Deidre Hall from Days of Our Lives is 63. Jane Pauley, NBC anchorwoman, is 61 years
now,
old.
This says Jane Pauley Trudeau.
I never heard it phrased that way.
Nor have I.
Before. So, Peter Jackson, the director, Lord of the Rings guy, 50 years old. Dermot Mulroney, the actor, is 48. You know him if you saw him. Country singer Daryl Worley is 47 years old. And actor Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live. Bad movies. Is 47 years old. Today, and let me see, that's on my list A. List B, Michael Collins, the guy that looked down and said, I want to be on the moon too, is...
I'll swing back by and pick you boys up.
Got to stop off for burgers. I'll be back when I can.
I think when the hatch opened up, he's like, I don't want to hear anything you guys
have.
Don't
want to hear anything that starts with, you wouldn't believe what I saw.
That's right.
Or maybe his last words were, I hope there is a monster down there.
Or they got back in and they started going, all this dust is on my boots.
Yeah. Gee, your boots look good, Michael.
Yeah, right.
Your uniform sure is clean there, Mikey.
Didn't get in the game, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid.
Poor Michael. He's 81 years old.
What did I ever do to you?
That'll teach you to make the guy at NASA mad.
Yeah. He's 81 years old.
All right, good.
There you go. That's what I got.
That's it? Oh, we got...
What else you got?
Piper Perabo. Yeah, him too.
It's her.
I know.
Piper Perabo? Yeah. I've never heard of her.
Yeah. What'd she do?
She was a skier.
Oh, that's right.
She's
35 years old. And Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie, is that right? 31?
Sure.
And the director
And we're at work.
Yeah. The director of...
You know, I don't name all of them, you know. Well, go ahead. I mean, you know, I could have thrown in Adam Horowitz here, of the Beastie Boys. You know, if you're looking to fill time, I can.
Wake.